I'm back now, in my bag now. What the fuck is that sound? What the fuck is that sound? Brought the Mac out, nigga, sat down. I got shit I never had now. I can brag now. Got my bitch a Louis bag now. She can brag now. But my bitch a broken bag now. She a brag now. Now I'm sitting in a club in a different bag now. Baby, when I pick it up, you gon' put that ass down. Tell him you don't give a fuck, baby, spin that ass round. Tell a DJ, turn it off. What the fuck is that sound? Ayy, boogie with the hoodie, yeah. And it's always boring. Yeah, I know she like my style of mother niggas boring.
Yeah.
When I pull up big old skirt skirt, that's a foreign. When I pull up on a red light, they don't want it. Yeah, I came up from the morning,
yeah.
My baby know that.
What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. And I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. Elite Nasheed, glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some game as usual. Now what we're going to do, family, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. And we will be right back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. Don't you move a muscle, family.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Did you know that there's over 120 black-owned hotels all across the United States, as well as other black-owned businesses that a lot of people may or may not know about? That's why you need to check out the brand new app called BobSpotter. Now, BobSpotter is the premier mobile app for locating black-owned businesses all around the United States. The BobSpotter mobile app is available for free download in Google Play and in the Apple App Store as well. Also, check out BobSpotter.com. BobSpotter is basically Yelp in black. Again, check out BobSpotter.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
Back by popular demand, it's the lecture tour everyone is talking about. Join New York Times best-selling author and critically acclaimed producer of the number one documentary in the world. Hitting colors for Tariq Nasheed. Tariq Nasheed. Live on the More Us Summer Lecture Tour. Coming to Boston, Friday, July 15th at the Strand Theater. Coming to Milwaukee, Saturday, July 23rd at the Helene Zelazo Center for the Performing Arts. Coming to Chicago, Sunday, July 24th at the Venom Theater. Coming to Atlanta, Thursday, July 28th at the Rich Theater Woodruff Arts Center. Coming to Cleveland, Saturday, July 30th at the Cuyahoga Community College. Coming to Phoenix, Saturday, August 6th at the El Zarabah Shrine Auditorium. This is one lecture tour you don't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.tariqlive.com. That's www.tariqlive.com. Once again, www.tariqlive.com. Make your plans now and buy your tickets today.
You are now tuning in to the king of games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Sandra. Because you're a hoe.
Oh. Man, what's going on, family? We are back right here on Tariq Elite Radio. I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Some people call me King Flex. And I am here at your service, family. Ready to chop up some good game? Let me get my Skype cracking. A lot of stuff we want to talk about tonight. Not too much, because tonight, I always say it's going to be a short show, but it will be a short show tonight. Got to get some stuff off my chest, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona this Saturday. I'm doing a lecture this Saturday at 2 p.m., You guys can get more information at TariqLive.com. TariqLive.com. Get your information, and that's going to be the last date for my lecture tour. I had a great lecture tour this summer. Had a great time on the road, and it's going to be a while before I get back on the road. So you guys, if you're around the West Coast, if you're in Vegas, if you're in the Bay, San Diego, if you're in LA, make your way out there to Phoenix, Arizona this Saturday. We're going to have a great time out there, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's get to the business at hand. Let me get right to it. And I'm using this new streaming device called Mixler.com. That's where you can hear the audio of the show. So this is something that I'm testing out. A lot of people in the room now. Ustream was acting up a little bit. I would have went live on Ustream. Shout out to African Unite, everybody in the chat room. But let me talk about some stuff that's going on. Let me get right to the point. Y'all know TV One. And shout out to Miss Kathy Hughes. I like Miss Kathy Hughes. Kathy Hughes is cool. But TV One, they have a news program. And I've been on the news program before, TV One News. A couple of years ago when I was promoting, I think, Hidden Colors 2, something like that. They got Roland Martin. Roland Martin is going to tie into today's theme. Today's theme is about Soft Shoe Coonin. That's what today's theme is about. Soft Shoe Coonin. And Roland Martin, he kind of exemplifies that. And let me explain why I say that. Now, y'all know I've been doing a lot of interviews lately. I was on Dr. Drew's show, HLN, a few times in the past few weeks. I've been on there three times in about 2 weeks. The first time I was on there, there were some suspected white supremacists on there that I shut down. I shut down their arguments, kind of made them look foolish. So they wanted me to come back on this week. I was on yesterday. And I was on today, by the way. But yesterday was very interesting because they tried a different approach. They had me on there. This time they had a couple of black folks on there to run interference for the white supremacists. And I expected that. Because usually, you know, people in the dominant society, they will get a black person to defend them. And they'll get a black person to utilize all of their talking points. So I wasn't surprised that they did that. So I was on there talking about this case that happened a few years ago. Because recently, in the last couple of days, there was a young lady, Corrin Gaines, who was killed by some race soldiers out in Baltimore. Now, this happened the day before yesterday. But when I went on Dr. Drew's show yesterday, there was a media blackout. They weren't supposed to talk about it because I asked them. When they called me to come down, I'm like, how come we're not talking about this case, about the sister who got shot in Baltimore? Everybody's talking about that online. They were like, you know, we got word from the top not to talk about that. So there was a blackout of that story yesterday. If you notice, the media didn't really get up on that story. It was social media talking about that story. So they wanted me on there to talk about something else. They wanted to talk about the case that happened with that actress, Danielle Watts. Y'all remember her. That was the woman who had a small role in Django. A very, very small role. She was damn near an extra, but she had a speaking part. It was an extremely small role. But they tried to make a lot of extra out of it with that young lady. They're trying to make it seem like she's a reverse racist, and they're using her as the poster child for reverse racism, falsely accusing a cop of racism when it wasn't racism. So they are propping her up to really tear her down. And one of the cops who recorded the incident and leaked it to the press, he's being reprimanded. They're trying to make him pay a fine. And the white supremacists, they don't want him to pay a fine because he was accused of being racist when he wasn't. So that's the whole narrative. So they wanted me on that show. I'm like, oh, sure, I come down because I'm going to change the narrative and put it back where it should be, back on systematic white supremacy. Let's not use that sister as the poster child for reverse racism when nobody's dealing with real racism. See, that's what I do. When I go on these shows with those in the dominant society, I go on these shows to basically keep the narrative and keep the focus where it should be, on systematic white supremacy. Now, with that young lady, Danielle Watts, understand this. Now, I had my issues with her for, you know, bedwinching it up, you know, and letting this white dude have gutter sex with her all over the place. You know, that's something I couldn't co-sign. And I did a show about her a couple of years ago. But this is my thing. Understand this, family. What I will not do, I will never get around people in the dominant society and join them in attacking another black person. That's something that I do not do. That's against the code. Because people in the dominant society, they don't do that with us. They do not get around us, black folks, and go in on other white people or other Asian people or other Hispanic people. They never do, no matter how wrong they are. You notice, you don't see Hispanic people joining with black folks condemning George Zimmerman. You don't see white people joining with black folks condemning Darren Wilson and Pantaleo up there in New York who killed Garner. So that's one of my rules, and that's the rule that we all should have. We should never get around people in the dominant society to bash or belittle another black person, even if you have a disagreement with them. I'm very strict on that. Y'all know, like, D-Ray Macklesson, you know, Macklesson, whatever, however the fuck you pronounce his name. You know, I don't really like that dude personally. We have personal issues, but one thing I don't do, I never join with white supremacists to bash that brother. Because they try to do it. Like when I'm talking about some stuff he done on Twitter, some of the white supremacists who don't like him either, they'll try to jump on my timeline, get me to co-sign with them. Like, yeah, D-Ray is a fraud. I'm like, okay, you can get the fuck out of here. Because you ain't addressing white supremacy. So don't come around me now. I got issues with him, but that's some internal stuff that I'm not joining with you in. So don't think just because I have an issue with D-Ray that I'm going to join you in bashing him. You can bounce with that bullshit. So anyway, so I go on Dr. Drew yesterday. And I was on there today. Today was real smooth. It was a real smooth show. And I got it up on my YouTube page, Tariq Live. So yesterday, they had me on here. There's this one sister. She's Eritrean. I think that's her nationality. Her name is Yodit. Somebody in the chat room help me with that sister's name. She's a non-American black woman, NBW. Now, NBW means a few things. Non-American black woman, Negro bedwinch, it means a few things. In this case, she's an NBW, non-American black woman. Because a lot of times, non-American black women don't identify with black people. Non-American people don't identify with black people here. And this is why it's easy for them to get around those in the dominant society and kind of talk slick about black Americans. So this lady, Yodit, somebody in the chat room, please help me give me that lady's name. I know I'm lazy. I'm very bad with names sometimes. Yodit. What's her last name? Yodit Tewolde. Yodit Tewolde. That's her name. Now, she was on the panel, and it was another lady, Sarah Z, something like that. She's another person. She looks like a black person, but could be Arab. You know, there's some Negro. There's a Negro in the family tree, whatever the Sarah lady was. There's a Negro in the family tree. So these women were on here around people in the dominant society, kind of going in on the Danielle Watts lady, talking about, now this is the Tawit Yodit. Okay, these names are killing me. Sarah Azari, that's the lady's name. So Todit started off talking about, yeah, she's playing the race card. Now, you know, when a black person is using the term race card, you know, that's a white supremacist term. There's no race card. We live in a system of white supremacy. So that's real funny style right there, that race card coming from a black person. Because white supremacists use that to diminish the anguish that we suffer in the system of white supremacy. So this Yodit person start talking about the race card and start going in on Danielle, how she was so wrong, and poor cop, oh, this cop, oh, it was the woe's me for this cop, who was basically temporarily inconvenienced. Nothing happened to that cop. He didn't get fired. Nothing happened to him. And there was one white lady on the panel talking about the cop. Oh, his reputation was ruined because of this actress with an international following. I'm like, come on, y'all really putting extras on it. This woman has less than 2,000 followers on Twitter. She's not an international actress. I don't even believe she has a real publicist. She's just a victim of white supremacy running her mouth, scared because of the system of white supremacy. I kept bringing it back to white supremacy. Now, every time I mention the word white supremacy, the Yodit woman and the Sarah woman, all of their eyes started bucking. Oh, they started jumping up, defending Massa. White supremacy. Oh, no. No, Lord. Oh, their eyes were just a bucking. Every time I mentioned the word white supremacy, they jumped up and started buck dancing. Oh, don't say that. This ain't white supremacy. Oh, man. Oh, they were defending the plantation. But I held my ground. I stood my ground and I said what I had to say. And I said, look, we have to understand this. And look, maybe she should not have called the man a racist, because you shouldn't call a person racist if you don't know whether they are racist or not. But it's fair for you to suspect them of being one. So I stayed on code with the words, with the language. And again, every time I use white supremacy or race soldier, oh, they flipped out. And there was a white male on there, and he started right with the insults. He was like, come, this guy is ridiculous. This guy's a lunatic. He needs a Xanax or something. You know, that corny. You know, when they start doing the insults, you got them. So this guy started throwing insults. And what's interesting, the two black so-called, or women of color, whatever they consider themselves, they up there giggling. The white dude is throwing out insults and they up there giggling.
You tell him, daddy. Tell him, big daddy.
Giggling like plantation mammies. And I'm cool. I'm staying on code. I didn't even go in on them. I didn't go in on the sisters because, again, I don't go in on black folks while I'm around those in the dominant society. So, you know, I held my ground. And even Dr. Drew ended up having to agree with me again. So, you know, I'm staying on code, and these white supremacists, white supremacist suspects, they're very good at throwing out insults when they cannot retort back in a logical manner, because I always bring it back to systematic white supremacy, because they try to ignore that, and that's my thing. And they're having me on these shows a lot because the ratings, they go up when I'm on these shows. So, you know, they got to have me on there, but they got to kind of have some people that will try to check me. I have no problem with that. Somebody was saying yesterday, well, they ambushed you. They didn't ambush me. I knew what they were going to do. Dude, this is chess. You got to know. I know people's moves. I know that they were going to bring some black folks to run defense for them. I know that. And even today, when we were talking about our sister who got killed by the race soldiers out there in Baltimore, our sister Coraline, I think that's her name, Coraline Gaines, the sister who got killed and her little son got shot. When we were talking about it on Dr. Drew today, a lot of the people on the panel were low-key trying to change the narrative. There was a wonderful sister on there, Sierra something. I forgot Sierra's last name. What is Sierra's last name? A beautiful sister. And she was a real one, from what I saw. I don't want to give people too many props, because you never know. Sometimes you give them props, then they turn around and get on the coon train, because we got a lot of fence-sitting Negroes out here, too. But this sister was very thorough. Very fly sister, too, by the way. I think she's a lawyer or something. I don't know what she is, but she kept it 100. And a lot of them today, they kept trying to switch the narrative on our sister. They kept talking about that police training stuff. I shot that down. They start talking about, well, there was mental illness with the sister. We're going to shoot that down. See, I'm not with all that victim blaming. Dude, that sister lives in a system of white supremacy. So how do you logically live in a system like that and not have a psychological disposition to that? They start talking about some stuff about lead poisoning. She had lead poisoning as a child. I said, oh, no. We're not doing all that. We're not doing that. Let's bring the focus back on some white supremacy. So today was a good show, and you guys can watch the clip of that again on my YouTube page. But anyway, but yesterday, I posted a clip of the show from yesterday with the Yodit person, and I posted on my Instagram, and I said, hold on, let me look and see exactly what I said. I'm going to tell you what I said on Instagram. I'm looking up my Instagram now when I posted the video clip up. I posted, here's a short clip of my appearance on Dr. Drew today. They made sure they had some NBWs on the panel this time, but I stayed on code. Now, in this case, I'm talking about non-American black women. Some people can perceive that as Negro bedwinches. That's up to them. So there's a lot, that's like 400, damn near 500 comments in that. People were going in on the Yodit woman and the other woman. People were going in on them, rightfully so. And Roland Martin, who's apparently friends and colleagues and also frat brothers, frat sister, whatever, with the Yodit lady, their sororities and fraternities are kind of clicked up with each other. He felt the need to come to her defense. And Roland Martin, he's been low-key saying little slick shit when it comes to me. You know, I let it slide because Roland is a fence sitter. But I've always been a little questionable about Roland Martin because he says some good shit, but he does a lot of soft shoe cooning. But he says some deep shit, but then do some soft shoe cooning. And we got to understand, we can't settle for that. This soft shoe cooning, we're going to have to call it out. So Roland came out talking about, let me find the exact tweet Roland Martin said about me. He said something about, yeah, Tariq, your comments on Instagram about Yodit is a good sister. Oh, his cape was flapping. He's a little simp. You know those simps, their little capes get to flapping. So his cape started flapping. She's a good woman. What you said about her was despicable. I didn't really say anything. A lot of the people in the chat room were going in on her. What you called her, I just said NBW, brother. In that case, non-American black woman. So if you took it another way, that's on you. See, Roland thinks that, you know, he's the go-to Negro. And Roland has a reputation for kind of calling other black public figures out. You know, he called out Snoop Dogg for something. Snoop Dogg was talking about Roots, and Roland, oh, no, don't you talk about Roots now. How dare, don't root, we need Roots. He was one of them. Y'all remember that? Roland was on that shit. I think he called out Nick Cannon for saying, don't vote. I'm with Nick Cannon 100%. I'm with Nick Cannon on that. Don't vote. We shouldn't vote. I've been talking about the don't vote campaign for the longest. He was going in on Nick. You know, and Roland has gone in on Stacey Dash and all of these people. Rightfully so. Some cases rightfully so. He went on Lil Bow Wow. So, see, that's his thing. Roland is used to going in on folks being the go-to Negro. But understand this, Roland. And I know you're listening, Roland, because you've been on my Twitter all day. Roland, understand this. Brother, I'm not Lil Bow Wow. I am not Lil Bow Wow, Roland. It's a whole different thing dealing with me. Do you understand? I'm not an easy win, brother. And Roland, you too much of an easy goddamn target to be saying shit. Brother, you too easy of a damn target and as petty as I can get? Brother. So Roland was like, yeah, you despicable for saying that about her. I'm like, Roland, hold it, brother. And I asked him to elaborate. I kept asking this dude to elaborate. I mean, what you trying to say? Then he got quiet and started to correspond with other people who were retweeting me and all this stuff. So I said, well, let me find a video. I put up a video of Roland Martin's ass doing a fucking buck dance with Hillary Clinton.
Roland Martin had some type, it was some type of TV1 meeting or whatever, but Roland Martin, at the end of the little meeting, he got his ass up and literally started buck dancing with Hillary Clinton. This nigga started tap dancing. This nigga got up and started dancing with Hillary Clinton. Hillary, we need to heal the super predators Clinton, and your ass is buck dancing with her, my dude. And you gonna call anybody fucking despicable? Boy, them Clintons, they've decimated black society. So many brothers and sisters are locked up because of them Clintons. Families were destroyed because of them Clintons. And you got your ass up with your Oscott on and started buck dancing, tap dancing with Hillary Clinton. Y'all standing up there looking like Shirley Temple and Mr. fucking Bojangles. Brother, you too big of a damn target to be saying something, bruh. And I wasn't going to even say nothing about the dude, man. I was going to let it go because I'm like, he's too easy of a target. But the dude just kind of kept going on. And then he got real bold and got with some name calling. There was some internet trolls hitting him up. And he was like, yeah. Somebody like, Tariq did this, Tariq did that. And then Roland responded to the dude, yeah, he a punk. Referring to me. So we getting to the name calling now, Roland? Because I didn't call Roland any names or nothing like that. I didn't call the brother no names. The brother said, I'm a punk. How I'm a punk, nigga, and you got that moist fucking Oscott on looking like a goddamn weasel with an S-curl. You're the oldest fucking nigga in the world with an S-curl, Roland. My dude. I mean, brother, you shouldn't go there. How you gonna put a relaxer on your bald spot? This nigga has a receding bald spot and he said, I'm gonna put some relaxer on this shit. Brother, you too easy of a fucking target. Brother, you don't know how petty I can get, Roland. And a lot of people, you know, they've been looking at this brother soft shoe cooning. That Hillary Clinton buck dancing, that wasn't the first time. That nigga, it was some sports show. This nigga started dropping it like it was hot. This nigga looked like an owl with a wave kit and dropping it like it's fucking hot. I mean, a grade A clown. You Rubik's Cube head motherfucker. Dude. And he's one of them Boulé dudes. See, the thing, Roland has a problem with me because I call out the Boulé. And we found out Roland is a card-carrying Boulé member. He actually brags about being Boulé. And I told people about the Boulé people before. These Boulé cats are, many of them, not all of them, but many of them are minions for white supremacy. They do the dirty work for the white supremacists. A lot of these Boulé people do the dirty work of the white supremacist. And Roland has a problem because I've called out the Boulé for doing the dirty work for the white supremacist. And they've been doing that for years. Let's go back to W.E.B. Du Bois and Marcus Garvey. Whenever there's a grassroots movement like what I have going, the Hidden Colors movement is 100% grassroots. And then you have the establishment Negroes that are vetted and placed in positions by the white supremacists. They always come up with little sneak attacks on us grassroots black folks who are actually making changes. That goes back to W.E.B. Du Bois and Garvey. That tradition has still went on and on. These Boulé cats like Sharpton, he's Boulé. Jesse Jackson is Boulé. Henry Gates is Boulé. These guys are put in place by the white supremacists to be the representatives of black society. So Roland Martin is one of those Negroes too. So they'll act down once they get around black folks. See, that's the trick, see? See, once they get around black folks, oh, they down. Oh, they, yeah, brother, black power, brother. Yeah, man, we're going to have to challenge the system. Yeah, brother. Oh, we got to challenge that system. Man, we got to deal with this. Man, we're going to have to call these people to task. We got, oh, they're really, really down when they're around other black people. But the minute they get around some white folks. Oh, Miss Hillary. Oh, so good to see you, Miss Hillary. I love you, Miss Hillary. Welcome to TV1. Oh, Lord.
I dance with master. Oh, let's cut a jig for you, master. I love you. Ray! Ooh, Lord.
And that's just how that nigga acts when he gets around Hillary Clinton or any other white people. See, I'm different. Just like that Yodit, his frat sister, whatever she is, his boule partner. She's probably in the links. She's clicked in with all that shit because he's really caping for her very heavy. Let me put my spit music back on. Oh, man. They're very good at that. See, with me, when I'm around black folks, I talk about white supremacy. When I'm around white people, I talk about white supremacy. I don't change it up. I keep it at 100 with brothers, and I keep it 100 with them. And that Yodit female, remember, she got on television with the people in the dominant society throwing another black woman under the bus, and I tried to not throw that sister under the bus. Even though I have issues with her, I'm not going to sit around people in the dominant society and throw another black woman under the bus. So this Yodit chick, one of her little minion coons, they posted a copy of one of my books, the Mac Within. And, you know, whenever they start getting my book cover, that's when they're about to get into the ad hominem shits. And she got my book cover like, oh, look at his book cover with this macking and exploiting black women. I was, oh, don't you dare try to play the black woman card now, sister. You sat your ass on national TV and threw another black woman under the bus who I tried to defend against the white supremacists. So you don't get to don't try to play that card. Oh, don't try to play that card. And plus, the woman on the book cover, that's an Asian chick, by the way. So you can't even use that exploit. And the book ain't about exploiting nobody. So let's not run with those ad hominems. We're going to shut that bullshit down right away. But the fact that Roland had he turned his ascot into a cape for old girl. That's part of that boule mentality. They're set out there by the white supremacists to kind of keep the grassroots Negroes in check. And he has to understand his form of journalism is outdated. People, most black folks under 40 don't fuck with no Roland Martin. No black folks under 40 fucks with Roland Martin. He's one of them old Tom Joyner Cruz niggas. You know, that nigga slicks down his fucking bald spot S curl and puts on that ascot to hold that lack of a neck and hide that lack of a neck he has. And he goes doing step dances to Frankie Beverly on the damn Tom Joyner Cruz. He's one of them niggas. That type of shit. So we, you know, we have the youth. We on a grassroots level, we have the youth really looking and following us. Our sister who got killed, our sister Gaines who got killed out there in Baltimore, if you look at her Instagram page, she has videos of me on there from months ago. That sister was listening to people like me. Young people, they listen to people like us because they know we're not vetted by the white supremacists. We're not vetted by them. So these soft shoe Sambo niggas, they know what it is. They know what it is. And understand this. Corwin was a very conscious sister. I see people saying that in the room. That's why the young folks out here, the new slang is stay woke. And you ain't getting woke by no Roland fucking Martin buck dancing for Hillary Clinton. And also, remember, this nigga was on that bullshit when the Paula Deen was calling black folks niggas. He was one of those folks talking about you know, he's one of them stuttering ass niggas. That's another thing. One of them old stuttering porky pig sounding and looking niggas.
If we say the N-word, we shouldn't get mad at Paula Deen saying the N-word.
Go look that up. He was on that bullshit. He was talking that shit. Google it if you think I'm bullshitting. Little old porky pig ass nigga.
If we can't say that. If Paula Deen. If Paula Deen say it.
Donald had a farm. E-I-A-I-O. And on this farm he had some chicks. E-I-A-I-O.
Welcome to TV One.
You mean that you won't give me the egg? What the?
Welcome to TV One. If Paula Deen, if you will say the N word, my S curl, little old stuttering ass nigga. Y'all know that's about the stuttering, looks like a little old chocolate porky pig. Roland can't talk to save his fucking life, man. Come on, Roland, sit down, brother.
If Snoop Dogg is gonna say that, if Stacey Dash and if a little Bow Wow was gonna say that, that's all, folks.
God damn. This nigga. Somebody get Roland Martin. We gonna get a... Let's put a neck on layaway for this nigga. This nigga has no neck at all. And he tries to hide the fact he puts that ascot on so it'll look like a neck. That nigga is the original Head and Shoulders. I bet he can bang head bounce his ass off with that Head and Shoulders, no neck. God damn. But we gotta understand these soft shoe niggas out here, that soft shoe cooning, man, we're gonna have to charge them to the game. If you ain't really about that life for real, you can't play both sides of the fence, fam. You cannot play both sides of the fence. You cannot play both sides of the fence, man, if you're gonna be about replacing the system of white supremacy with justice. Be on that. Because, see, when I get on these shows, I call it for what it is. I go for the jugular. And understand, these white supremacists, they send these Negro minions after you if you start spitting the truth. Y'all know I bring the truth. I'm not going to get around people in the dominant society and then change up the game. I don't play that soft shoe coon and Mr. Bojangles ass shit that Roland Martin does. I'm not going to be fight the power around black folks. And then when I get around the people on CNN,
what about black on black crime? What about we is our own worst enemy? What about we gotta police our own communities? I'm trying to get a job after this. I love Hillary Clinton. We got to vote for her.
That's how that nigga sounds. Let's be real. Anybody, let me tell y'all something. Anybody who even co-signs Hillary like that, let alone get your ass on national TV and tap dance with Hillary Clinton, how are they going to be progressive for black society? What are they going to really do for black society? Just on a practical level. How can you excuse that? And, you know, one thing he tried to tweet when somebody was calling him out for all that buck dancing he was doing with Hillary, he was like,
I was trying to get levity.
Levity my ass, you know, meaning that I'm trying to make light of a serious situation. Bullshit. Nigga, you were buck dancing. Nigga, you were buck dancing. Wasn't no levity. You were buck dancing like a fucking Sambo on a plantation. Making black folks look crazy as shit. You're not the representative of black folks. And y'all watch these Boulay niggas. Man, I did a pay-per-view special years ago breaking that Boulay shit down. Not all of the Boulay is bad, by the way, but there's too many niggas in there that's on that bullshit. Brothers like Steve Coakley, the late Steve Coakley, man, used to go in on that Boulay. Brother Bobby Hemmett used to go in and break that Boulay down. There's a lot of shit. They talk about the Boulay be engaging and low-key moist shit on some initiation. I don't know this for a fact. I don't know it for a fact, but that's the word on the streets. That's one of the things they do as an initiation. That Boulay shit is very deep. One way they keep secrets with each other is that dookie love shit. That's what my man broke down, Bobby Hemmett broke that down years ago. Go check out a video Bobby Hemmett did about the Boulay. And again, I'm not shitting on all of them. And again, Roland Martin was real upset with me. He like,
he got a problem with the Boulay.
I don't have a problem with the Boulay. I'm just saying what it is. A lot of the fuck shit we see, a lot of it is coming from the Boulay. Yeah, Google the gay Boulay. Google that. A lot of black folks don't even know what the fuck that is, man. And that's the thing. Y'all got these little black secret organizations that's put in certain positions. And whenever black folks like me on a grassroots level are changing the consciousness, are galvanizing the youth, these Boulay niggas pop out of nowhere with their fuckery. Because these Boulay niggas have been put out there as the representatives of black society by the white supremacists. So that's why there's always an attack on grassroots black folks. See it for what it is. You dig? Anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. But that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I like this little, this new streaming device that we have where people can stream the show and listen to it live. I love that. That's nice. I'm going to put that on the main page. But anyway, again, this is just light work. I could really go in on old dude, but I'm not. But y'all know how petty I am. Dude, do y'all know how petty I am and how with Roland Martin, little stuttering no-neck owl? Dude, now y'all know how I got down with the Crispy Puppet. I mean, it's just too much comedy there. If I really want to go there. If I really wanted to go there, there's a lot of comedy I can do. I can get a tap dancing owl puppet. Welcome to TV One. Oh, don't make me go get a rolling puppet and cut the neck off. Don't make me go get a rolling puppet and cut the damn neck off of it. And put an ascot on and put a little S-curl in its hair. Don't make me go get a rolling puppet and just be as petty. Y'all gonna bring the petty up all up out of me. Oh God. And put some blackface on it and a plantation hat. Don't make me be petty. Y'all just want me to be petty just to be petty. All right, y'all, let me get up out of here, family. It's been real. Y'all join me on Ustream this Sunday. I'm going to be in Phoenix this Saturday. Don't forget to join me in Phoenix, Arizona. Y'all have a good one.